This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, Douglas Education Service District, Safe Routes to School, with some events going on this week. Janelle Newton, you're the facilitator for all this. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, what is Safe Routes to School?
Safe Routes to School is a nationwide initiative that focuses on getting more kids using active transportation, which is walking, biking, scootering, et cetera, to school instead of going to school in a car.
And years ago, everybody walked to school. Younger kids have heard the stories from their parents and grandparents. But along the way, a lot of that evolved. Bus transportation increased. And then sometimes, depending on where you live, due to safety or the way the road system was set up, a lot of parents opted to have their kids, you know, take you to school via car.
That's exactly right. So what we're trying to do is, kind of bring it back a little bit and encourage just a simplification that, you know, walking, biking, active transportation is still a great option that we're hoping more people will engage in.
So you've got a series of events this week. Talk about that.
So tomorrow is International Walk and Bike to School Day, where schools all across the United States and the globe will be celebrating with different events. Traditionally, we have held bigger in-person events where, you know, the police force might get involved, the mayor, parent volunteers, and everyone meets at different locations and walks and bikes together. With the pandemic, that's been a lot tougher. So we do have a couple of schools on board with some in-person walk and roll to school events this week. But we also have a virtual challenge going on for the schools that didn't quite feel comfortable doing that with the pandemic.
So how do kids do that virtually?
So basically, kids can walk, bike, or roll. Rolling is anything with wheels. By themselves if they're old enough, but for the most part with families or an adult chaperone, they just choose any day this week to walk or roll to school. And then we have a website where they can enter in their information, and we will hold a drawing on Monday of next week for any kids who participate for some of our grand prizes.
And do you see some of the things going on the past couple of years? Do you see more kids getting out there and walking or biking to school?
You know, we really hope so. Obviously, when school shut down with the pandemic, there was a big push for kids just to get out and be active. And now that kids are back in school, we're really trying to highlight that this is a great way for kids to get school, especially with bus staff shortages. You know, if we could get more kids walking and riding bikes, not only is it better for their health and, you know, it helps them be sharp mentally when they show up to school, it would also help with having less kids on the bus or in cars.
And, of course, we talked about last year, as it's been underway for a while, big project out in the green area.
Yeah, so Safe Routes to School has an infrastructure side and a non-infrastructure side. So I work on the non-infrastructure with education and encouragement. The infrastructure side has had several projects in Douglas County. They just finished up the sidewalk project in front of Green Elementary with the flashing crosswalk. And their next project is in Canyonville.
And so that's a lot of organizations, a lot of government levels working together to kind of pool all the funding to make that happen, right?
That is correct. So it's a grant-funded program, but the county has been working and collaborating with Safe Routes to School and hiring a lot of local contractors as well.
And do you see that as being like a long-term effort to add more of these Safe Route to School programs?
Definitely. A lot of the schools in more rural areas, which is a lot of Douglas County, even if parents want to walk or ride bikes with their kids to school, some places it's just simply not safe. So if we can start chipping away at some of the more rural areas and put in the safe infrastructure, then we can encourage more families to use active transportation on a consistent basis.
So again, normally tomorrow would be the big push, right?
Tomorrow is the big push. And so we have an in-person event at Sunny Slope Elementary. Chris Kelso, the PE teacher there, has been a great partner with our programming. And Thursday, we have an in-person event at Fullerton 4. But the virtual event is just, you know, it's being promoted virtually. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our website through the ESD. That is just for any family who wants to participate. And if their school is not holding an event, or if you go to a school like Melrose Elementary that there aren't safe sidewalks, you can participate by walking or biking for just 20 minutes to any safe location. We're just really trying to encourage active lifestyles and modes of transportation.
And in the midst of this phase of the pandemic, there's still a lot of people that really aren't getting a lot of exercise.
That is correct. And especially for kids who are still doing distance learning or have opted to homeschool, you know, this includes you too. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar school. And so we just want to encourage all kids in the Douglas County area to be active and be safe and get outside, especially while we still have a little bit of nice fall weather. So again, you know, whether it's walking physically to a school or walking or biking for 20 minutes to an alternative safe location, we're just really hoping that everyone will participate.
All right, Janelle Newton, the facilitator for Douglas Education Service District Safe Routes to School. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Conversation.